91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
All right, boys. This is it. Over the hill.
Comes That was Here Comes the Sun from the Beatles from the Abbey Road album. And that goes out to Mimi and George in Stewartsville. I know you're not listening because you're at a graduation ceremony, but you will be able to listen to the archive version, I'm sure, which, by the way, everybody, is on my website, garyalt.com, G-A-R-Y-A-L-T.com. You can find all the past shows archived, and you can also, you know, send me messages if you want, if you have suggestions for future shows, anything like that. So anyway, that goes out to Mimi and George, the math whiz and also the music whiz. So what did we start out with? We started out with John Lennon from Mind Games. We heard Bring on the Lucy, Frida People. Frida People, that's F-R-E-D-A People. With two E's in the middle. This is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. And we are in 1973 for the fifth week in the last couple of months, and there's probably going to be a sixth installation of this, if you can stand it. We are just playing things that were released by the four solo Beatles in 1973, including Wings, John Lennon, George Harrison, and Ringo, as well as a lot of Beatles songs, because they released, Capitol released two double albums, the Red and Blue albums, 62 to 66 and 67 to 70. So that stuff was on the radio. And we're going to mix in some other things that might have been on progressive rock radio had you been listening in 1973, and this is what you might have heard. So let's see. And one little bit more of housekeeping. I'll mention this later if I don't run out of time and don't forget, but we just recently received Julian Lennon's latest album called Everything Changes. It was actually released 2011, about 2 years ago in the UK. It was finally released in the good old US about a week ago, June 4th. We received a copy back in May, but we're going to play it next week. I think we'll be able to play most of it. Maybe we'll play most of it and fit in the extra track or two that we miss the following week. We'll do something like that. So stay tuned for that next week. Julian Lennon's Everything Changes. Meanwhile, we do have a trivia question for you, as usual, and if you know the answer, if you want to give us a call and give it a try, you can call us at 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545, and I'm just giving you that number so you can be prepared if you'd like to write it down, not to call yet, because I'm still talking, even though there's a 20-second delay. Sometimes I get calls, like, even before I'm finished talking. I don't know how that happens, but I'm not going to answer if you do that. I can't. So the question is, it has to do with Paul McCartney, and it has to do with the Academy Awards. Within about a 3-year period of the show that we're doing tonight, the 1973 show, Paul was nominated for two Academy Awards, and then more recently, a third one. So, and I see the phone's ringing already. Okay, well, oh well, that's not going to get answered. So within a 3-year period, two Academy Award nominations, and then much later, just a few years ago, another Academy Award nomination. He only won one Academy Award. So the question is, what did Paul McCartney win the Academy Award for? And that's the question. So 908-852-4545, the first correct caller will receive a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. Now let's carry on with a long song so that I can properly answer the phone calls that are going to come in any second. Now let's hear Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. Time you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain, don't carry
And that was Jefferson Airplane from their 1973 release, that live album recorded at the Winterland Theater in San Francisco, Bill Graham's place. That was Crown of Creation. And before that, we heard The Beatles with Hey Jude. That was, of course, released as a single back in 68, but also included on the Blue album, the double vinyl record called 67 to 70, released in 1973. This is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. We're in 1973 mode tonight, part five. And we do have a winner for the trivia question, so you can stop calling now. And we'll announce that winner as well as the answer to the question about 10 to 9 this evening. Right now, you know those tests of the emergency alert system and you wonder what in the world they're all about? We're going to do one right now. So this is the test of the emergency alert system. That concludes the test of the emergency alert system. Had it been an actual emergency, you would have been notified with certain instructions. We're going to take a break now and carry on with some more music.
Hi, Leon Kastner here.
And I'm Brian Kathanis.
We're the Treasure Hunters on Public Radio's Value This with Brian and Leon.
How do you determine what's junk?
One piece of advice. Use your common sense.
My husband says I don't have any.
So you just have to call us and join us on the radio. We'll help you figure out what you have and what it's worth.
Saturday mornings at 10 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org. WNTI is supported by our members and the Panther Pub, Panther Valley Village Square Mall in Alamuchi, New Jersey. The Panther Pub is open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week, offering daily lunch and dinner specials, wine and cocktails. More information available at panther-pub.com or by phone 908-441-6127 for the Panther Pub.
Hey, Brian, are you excited about WNTI Stage this August?
You bet I am, but I'm a little worried about the parking lot.
Parking lot? What's up with that?
We had a fantastic group of volunteers last year to help direct traffic in the parking areas, but it would be great if we had even more for this year. You know, many hands make light work.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, let's ask the listeners if they want to help.
Great idea. They can send an email or call, and we'll give them all the details.
TealM@centenarycollege.edu or 908-979-4355 extension 1. WNTI Stage, August 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Knowlton Lions Club Pavilion. You can even purchase your tickets now at WNTIstage.org.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it. So give us a call and join the WNTI Street Team at 908-979-4355 extension 1.
Thanks, Brian.
We'll be right back.
91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. Tell them, George.
He's an angel of the first degree. just like honey, baby, from the bee. And you can't stop us on the road to freedom. You can't keep us, cause our eyes can see. Thank you.
The Beatles with Norwegian Wood, from originally from Rubber Soul, but released in 1973, re-released, that is, on the double album, the Red Album, 1962 to 1966. And we started that set off way back when at the half hour with Rat Bat Blue from Deep Purple's 73 release, Who Do We Think We Are? And then we carried on with George Harrison from his album Living in the Material World, Try Some, Buy Some. And then we heard Dusty Springfield with a cover of the Van Morrison song Tupelo Honey from her 73 album Cameo. And again, finish with the Beatles with Norwegian Wood. We're going to take a short break and then come back with some more music, an answer to their trivia question, and even some more music.
Hi, this is Charlie Musselwhite, inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen and Cindy Lauper, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from our members and the Sherman Theater of Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, presenting Blues Traveler at the Summer Stage at the Mount Airy Casino in Mount Pocono on Friday, June 21st, and Dave Mason on Thursday, July 18th. More information available at shermantheater.com or by phone 570-420-2808.
Does your business or organization have a community event coming up? Want to get the word out to the online community? You can post your event through the community events calendar at WNTI.org. To submit your event, go to WNTI.org and follow the instructions. Within a few days, your event will be seen by the many visitors to the WNTI website. So go to WNTI.org and submit your community event today.
Playing different tunes. I'll see you on the dark. Step lightly, you're moving too fast. Take your time, boy, soon the pain will pass. In the meantime, you gotta find yourself a love that's gonna last. Lightly, things will work out fine, nice and easy. All it takes is time, please believe me. I wish this song was yours instead of mine. Now don't
That was Ringo from his album Ringo, released in 1973. We heard Step Lightly, and that lame fade out, sorry about that, was from Pink Floyd from the album Dark Side of the Moon, one of the best-selling albums of all time, spent, I don't know, 800 or something weeks on the Billboard charts. Unbelievable smash hit album. We heard Brain Damage. And let's see, it's about 10 to 9, so as promised, we're going to announce the answer to the trivia question as well as the winner. The question was, Paul McCartney was nominated for 3 Academy Awards for music contributed to movies, of course. Only won one time, so what was the movie that he won for? And Lisa from Blairstown was, well, I'll tell you, first of all, a lot of callers called and said Live and Let Die. Really, really good answer. Logical answer, but it's not correct. He was nominated for Live and Let Die, released in 1973 and nominated in 1974, but he did not win. And he was also nominated for Vanilla Sky, released in 2001 and nominated in 2002. But the movie that he won for was Let It Be. And of course, it was a bit of an unfair question because George, John, and Ringo also won at the same time. But anyway, so Let It Be, of course, which came out in 1970, and the award was given in 1971 for Best Song Score. So Lisa from Blairstown knew that answer, and she gets a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. So bon appetit, Lisa. And we're going to play, first of all, we're going to play the Red Herring, Live and Let Die, and then we're going to play something from Let It Be.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
Live and let die.
Live and let die.
Crying for the day. let me know the way. Many times I've been alone, and many times I've cried. Anyway, you'll never know the many ways I've tried.
And that is Paul McCartney with Wings from the Red Rose Speedway album, playing in the background. He's playing Single Pigeon. We started that set off a little while ago with with Live and Let Die from the Wings single, Live and Let Die, from the soundtrack to the Live and Let Die, which was an Academy Award nomination for Paul McCartney, but alas, he did not win. But he did win in 1971 for the 1970 film Let It Be, along with his three buddies, the other Beatles. And so we heard The Long and Winding Road from the Blue album, the double album 1967 to 1970. Of course, The Long and Winding Road was on Let It Be, and which was the soundtrack that he won for. So again, we're listening to Single Pigeon in the background from Red Rose Speedway. We're going to fade out with that. We have about a minute to just gab, not enough time to play something to really entertain you properly, so you have to listen to me talk a little bit. Just a little bit of housekeeping. What we're going to do next week, we're going to take a break from the 1973 thing, which we're going to probably do a part six in another week or two, another 2 weeks or so. But next week, we're going to play the Julian Lennon release, Everything Changes, originally released in 2011, but in the UK only. And it was just released on June 4th here in the United States. And we got a copy of it back in May, but I haven't gotten a chance to play it yet. So I'm going to play that. We're going to try to play it in its entirety, but I think it's going to spill over about 4 or 5 minutes. So we'll play everything we can play. And maybe if we're good, maybe we'll play the rest of it the following week. We'll see. So after this, at 9 o'clock, stay tuned for E-Town. And after that, Mike the Hippie with his usual midday jam. Always a lot of really good funky stuff with Mike. And after that, we're going to continue the insanity with Keller Williams in the wee hours from 12 o'clock on. This is 91.9 WNTI. You've been listening to The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and I bid you a good week, and we'll see you on the airways next week.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.